This year, I was going to start a 2-semester class in our church. 4 pastors only. And the only reason I wasn't able to do it is because of COVID-19. I'm planning to start it in 2021, though. And you say, well, what are the classes going to be? Well, the classes are not going to be about the Bible, because you get everything from the Bible here. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Thursday night. The classes are going to be what I wanted when I was in Bible college, which is how to administrate, you know, how to organize a missions trip, how to organize a soul winning marathon, how to deal with live stream technology, right? How to deal with the church finances and legalities of the church. These are things you need to know as a pastor. But these are things that they did not teach us. You understand? How to deal with people. Oh, pastor, I thought we were only supposed to preach the word of God and that's it. No. There goes a lot more into pastoring than that. And if that's what you think, that's all the pastoring is, you're a novice, you're not ready to go. Okay? There's a lot more that goes into that. And I was telling my wife, I was like, I want to have a class where I teach the guys, the men who want to be pastors, how to set up wires for live stream. I know that sounds super exciting to you, but I guarantee you it'll benefit you in the long run. I was like, what we're going to do is on a Friday, I'm going to lay out all the equipment and explain what it all is. And then I'm going to say on Monday, you and brother so-and-so come to church on Monday night. We're going to tear down all the equipment, and it's your job to set it up and get it ready for Thursday. Amen. You're in charge of the mics. You're in charge of the live stream. You got to know how to do it. And if you screw up, I'm going to cloud up and rain on you. That's good training. Amen. Hey, at least when you do it, when you go start a church, you don't have to call some company. You just know how to do it yourself. You know all the terms, the cables you need, the mics you need, the live stream, you know, the cameras you got to get. You go there already prepared. I think that's great. I wish I would have had that training. You know, what kind of insurance do you need to get for the church? You know, 501c3, should I do 501c3 or not? What is 501c3? Okay, things like that. So the classes are not going to be for doctrine, because you get that in church. And look, folks,